George Reedy calling you on line
0. I'm getting set to brief. I have the supplemental on the Commission on Automation. And
I signed some others in there this morning, food stamp and others you might want to pick up on my desk. Juanita or Jack may be able to find them for you. I signed a good number of them.
Good. Then I have this.
Some of food stamp and health education and several of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Then I've got this Dr. France appointment. And outside of that, some
ridiculous. I would mess that. I would even announce that. Because that'd just get us in trouble.
Okay, I don't have to.
It's just a sore thumb in Texas.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I saw it, when I sent it back to you.
Yeah.
The only other question I'll get, of course, I want to know about weekend plans.
I don't have any. I don't want to make a big issue out of it. I don't want to say that I'm sudden and deciding this and that or impulsive. But I just cannot tell a man a week ahead of time what I'm going to do unless I have a date. Now, what I'm going to do this weekend depends entirely on how I get along. My schedule today and tomorrow, and if the situation comes up in Cyprus, something in Indonesia or something over there, I'll adjust it. I don't know. I just honestly, I don't know, and they go to ask me about what prudent men would do and all that bullshit. I just say, boys, quit being children. When the president knows what he's going to do, he'll tell you, but he does not know now. He just has no way of knowing. I've got a hell of a stack of stuff. I work till 3 o'clock. I just can't get rid of it, and I just can't tell a newspaper man 3 days ago when I'm going to piss next Monday. And I don't care how much he desires to know, I just can't tell him. And I'll do it the first second I know. I would like to go and spend Sunday on the banks of the Burton Alice and try to get a little picture of the reports I've gotten and things that have come in. But I don't know if I'm going to be irritated. I have to have 30 damn photographers running up in front of me and back of me. I'm going to be sniped. Maybe I'll just go over here and hide in the damn basement, get me a haircut, and grind it out. I just say that we just don't know, and we'll let them know and give them as much advance information to their wives and their children as we can, but we just don't have any decision as of this time at 11 o'clock Friday.
Okay, I don't think you'll have as much trouble with photographers in the future, incidentally, on the river.
Why?
They've got their pictures, and I think they're getting a little tired of the game. I noticed that last week, for instance, a very few of the correspondents played the game of going out to Fredericksburg to watch the churches, or Johnson City. The locals do, of course. But I think the Washington press has gotten kind of tired of it. Let them take the care.
I got two problems I wish you'd handle with them. See how we can minimize that kind of stuff, because if they're going to regiment me, I'll just stay here as much as I can. That's number one. I think that you ought to do something that's where I can say that I plan to go to the bathroom without saying this was a direct jab at Barry Goldwater. When I say our country's strong, it's not a jab at Goldwater, it's just a statement of fact. When I say that I want to don't want more power in the federal government, it's not a jab at Goldwater, it's just a fact the way I believe. And everything I say, they say it's an indirect jab at Goldwater, although he mentions no names. I tell him when I want to jab Goldwater, I'll jab him. And let's don't assume that everything a president says is recognizing Goldwater, because I'm doing my best not to recognize him, and I get a couple of men to independently go over my speech and see if there's anything in it that could be interpreted. And we're not hitting at him at all and don't want to. And AP and UP, though, say it's an indirect jab, and see if we can do anything to kind of minimize that.
Okay, I'll talk to
just
you.
Just sit down with those two, AP and UP.
Right. One other thing, Mr. President.
Yeah.
One other thing. I'm on this meeting on the 20th with small businessmen. I've had a number of queries from Des Moines and from South Dakota.
Hurry, I've got a phone.
Various other places. Can I confirm that meeting on the 20th?
I don't know. No, I don't know yet. Let me check, see.
Okay, sir.